Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
I'm not playing with you. You saying whatever you think you need to say to get to the other side. You get to the other side, and then you reveal that you were playing the whole time.
So here's a, you wove that in really nicely, because with I see a lot of posts, a lot of reinforcing conversation and commentary from women that sis know that you're the prize. Now, my entire life, 44 years completed in my 45th.
Yeah.
Prizes have been associated with games. So,
boy,
to be the ultimate prize and also not wanting to be played is somewhat contradictory.
They tried to count me out. I'ma gonna count me in. Fill up my bank account. Now I got something to spend.
Let's do it this way. Welcome to the Dear Son Show. We have meaningful conversations about life through the lens of fatherhood. It's for fathers, those with fathers, and the fatherless, so nobody's left out. These are the conversations we want our sons to access as they grow through life. So no topics are off limits. I'm one of your hosts, D. Johns.
I'm another one of your hosts, Jay Black.
Jay Black.
Jay Black is back.
We had a James Johnson sighting.
Moment, man.
We had a sighting a couple episodes ago, or maybe last episodes.
Yeah.
Skim them. Before you do that, like, share,
and subscribe.
Sometimes we explain the why, sometimes we don't. But it is important, because when you like it, that tells the algorithm that somebody like you might like it also, and helps our content get served. If it gets served, it gets seen. If it gets seen, we grow, right? So the mission hasn't changed, and that is to take this message around the globe, because that's where it's going. You can do your part to help it, help expedite that. So we appreciate you. How you feeling, bro?
I'm feeling good. I'm almost certain next week gonna launch another business. Yeah,
on camera. Okay,
on camera. By Friday of next week, I'll know for certain.
By next episode. There you go.
Next episode, I'll have some details.
Yeah.
What about you? What's your week look like?
I don't know if I can top that, but my week has been good, man. Still living in a grateful space.
You know?
Into my 45th year.
You hear me?
For the rest of this month, y'all gonna hear that. It's still Virgo season. When is it not Virgo season? I think that's the
December
better question.
December 31st.
Yeah.
Capricorn, but go ahead. don't want to step on your toes.
Arguable. No, it's been a good week, man. I actually finished up a project at the hospital. Finish up, meaning they accepted it and I can get paid.
Yeah, it's always a good thing.
Yeah. It's always a good thing. It's always cool going into the project. It's like, ooh, this going to be a nice payday.
Yeah.
But then you got to get to the payday.
Got to get to the payday.
Got to deliver. Dear son, make sure you deliver. Make sure you deliver.
In real time.
It's been good, man. I don't know if we announced it on here. You and I had a conversation about my wife has a big, we made a big investment for my wife's, for her division.
There you go.
Of Johns & Co.
Yeah.
So big piece of machinery on the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Low key is something that I wanted for a minute, I was too nervous to pull the trigger.
Right.
She's not. In her mind, everything is going to work out. And like I said in the prior episode, I'm trying to shift more to the center on that.
Love that.
Because I'd be thinking about all the things that could go wrong. Yeah. When there's some value to it, right? In business, you should always figure out how to solve all the problems that should go wrong.
True.
But you shouldn't think that your business is a problem.
Don't ever think that. If so, it's time to switch it up.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, you're right.
Let that go.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So we're going to jump right into it, man. I think we're getting better at getting to it. Tonight, we're talking about praying on broken women. Praying on broken women. I want to be clear. We're talking about praying, P-R-E-Y-I-N-G, on broken women.
That we are.
This is a topic that I added to the bank. As the details confirm,
that I forgot about.
And I don't know what space I was in when I put it in there, but as we do, like what hit you when that one hit the bank?
First thing hit me, man, especially as this weather's just now changing, it's cuffing season. It's cuffing season. So now, hot girl, summer over, hot boy, summer over. Now the bears are looking for somewhere to hibernate. Mm. So now that the good time is over, and now it's time to come on in.
Yeah.
Out of the snow, out of the winter, out of the cold.
Mm-hmm.
Now be mindful of people that are now more receptive of what you have to say.
Yeah.
Or now they're more understanding of your needs that you've been talking about since February of the year. But the people just couldn't quite hear or get the message.
Mm-hmm.
You know, July, August, September.
Yes.
But October. Everybody understand it mysteriously get real clear.
That skin is a deafener.
Yeah. Yeah.
skin will mute your regular conversations.
It will.
Add you out of focus. This is number one, I've been guilty of it. Let's just start there.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes it's like going for the easy pray. I was going to say another word.
Thank you.
Father God.
I saw it. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
I saw it.
Use him, Lord.
Yeah. Going for the option that requires less work. Because, you know, she may think less of herself, or she may think she's not worthy of options.
Right.
Yeah, it's not something that I'm proud of, and I don't even know if it was like, I'm going to go find this option. Sometimes it's just, you see that there's ease there.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know, I wonder. And then it turns out to be true. And then you find yourself not in a relationship, but she is.
But she is. Which is a dangerous place to be.
Yeah. So I'm very concerned about that, especially now with social media and the disconnect, like, of human interaction in general. It seems to me that that pool might be a little wider, but right. That pond might be a little, the stock in that pond might be a little bit greater than it was when you actually had to go out and meet somebody.
Right, right.
Really want to focus in on conversations with my son about the importance of understanding where a girl or woman is in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to add value, right, for the sake of adding value, not playing a role for the sake of getting something that you want out of it physically, right, or even like monetarily. Now they dumb boys out here scheming,
right? Scheming and scamming.
Right. And because I have daughters, I'm mindful of how I need to pour into them so that they don't become the weak prey.
Please.
Right. Or they don't believe that they're not worthy of a certain standard, or even though that they need to have a standard.
Right.
And what they accept,
right,
or what they ultimately pursue or allow into their space,
right.
What's been your lived experience with the easy target?
I can actually look back on, I dare not call them relationships, but they were interactions, so yeah, they were relationships to an extent. I've seen where one person was absolutely more vested than the other. And I justified it by saying, I told you the whole time, it's not what I wanted. But you're there though. Prime example of actions speak louder than words. You could say all day long, I told this young lady we were just friends.
Right.
I told her we friends. If she convinced herself that we more than friends, and I'm telling her every day we just friends, but you're going on dates. She's buying dinners and she's taking you guys out. She's paying for the movie. She's buying gas.
Mm-hmm.
She this. And you're like, hey, I don't know why you're doing all of this. We just friends. But you're accepting. If you're accepting, you're preying on her then. Because you obviously know, especially if she's expressed it to you, that she has interest. She's hoping, yeah, that she's going to wear you down
at some point.
And eventually, if you are in a certain space mentally and emotionally, in your mind, you've convinced yourself a win is a win.
Yeah.
So be it by love or force, I wear you down for 10, 15 years and you eventually say, all right, come on. And in that person's mind, they convince themselves that, all right, come on, was a win. That's a problem. That's an, yeah, issue. And you are part of the problem because you wrote it out. You knew you didn't have the best interest at heart for this person, this woman. But you didn't stop because you were benefiting from it. So you didn't want to sacrifice your selfish gain,
right,
on this person's behalf. That's not a good space to be in.
I like how you articulated that. Like the disclaimer that we just kicking it.
Right.
Man, I don't want nothing serious. You don't want nothing serious, but you'll accept serious advances that are opportunities that you know are serious to her.
Right.
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 And in her mind, when it's all over, she may look back and say, yeah, he did tell me that. But you know for a fact that your actions are communicating something different.
Correct.
Right? I think that's the praying aspect of it, is when you know better, you've done the right thing, you've said the right thing, but you're still enjoying things in a way that's different,
right,
than what she will.
Right.
How do you feel like with our competition at this stage of life, mm-hmm, trying to convey this to our sons, like what are the primary sources of competition that make it harder to drive home this message, or for this message to stick?
Social media. It's the world is literally in the palm of their hands.
Yeah.
They're seeing video, they're seeing examples, they're hearing music, they're watching other people. Real people, because now it's not, we could convince ourselves that we're watching television when we were kids, like, right, it's not real, they're acting, it's fantasy. Social media is fantasy as well, but it's presented in a way that it's reality.
Yeah.
And that's dangerous, because now you have those that are unaware how fictitious this environment is. It's their truth. They've, yeah, convinced themselves that it's their truth. Those people are living a certain kind of way. I really want to tap into that. I don't care what it takes. if I got to manipulate this young lady, or she got XYZ going on and she got some good things going on for herself, and I can just attach myself on like a leech, I'm going to ride her all the way to the top.
Right.
How you cool with that, though? Like, how does that sit well with you? So to answer your question, the competition, the obstacle is trying to convince these young men that that's fantasy. That's not real. That's not a real thing that you're looking at daily. And a lot of those people that look happy in those relationships, they're miserable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know them personally, but you know, there are signs.
Yeah. I came across a video on YouTube where I imagine that it was a group of young men and young women having a conversation about, can men and women have friends of the opposite sex and it just be friends?
Ooh.
Right. And this one girl was so convinced that this guy friend she had, they'd known each other since they were 4 or 5. He's always been there for her, never tried her.
Right.
And the other guys on the panel were like, he's just waiting for an opportunity. It's just an opportunity. He was like, so it got to a point where they called him, where she called him, right? Mm-hmm. And didn't say, I'm on the show. She just said, hey, made up a scenario. Hey, I'm going through it with my man. I don't think it's going to work out. You know, can we kick it? He was like, what? You know, concerned, right?
Right.
He was like, well, she was like, no, I mean, I need somebody to fill this void. I need somebody to touch me. I want to feel a certain way.
Right.
You're
right.
Cool with that. He was like, yeah. He was like, for 20 years, best of friends. Right.
Right.
Nothing more.
Right.
And I'm not saying that there aren't platonic relationships like that, but two things. I don't want my son to present himself. Now, so it's tricky because people that have successful marriages say, we was friends first.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Right.
And oftentimes one saw the other one romantically before the roles were reversed.
True.
So the message is not to abandon it. Let's throw it out. What is the message? Because if that is the roadmap to success, can you actually be a friend if your motive is the romantic part, but you know that the friendship has to come first? That's wild. And I was going down the path and just saying it out loud. I'm like, man, how do you teach that? I don't be a friend just to get to her, but also you want to be friends before you get to that level.
Right.
Like what?
The problem is, let's say for instance, you go in like that knowing already up front you're attracted to this person.
Yeah.
But you're going to default to the friend approach so that you can build this friendship. I don't think it's genuine at that point. It's tainted and it will not yield the same effects. Because if you're already just a friend with no expectation, no attraction,
yeah,
then there are things that this person is going to say to you that won't affect you. You're genuinely going to give a real response,
yeah,
without it being laced in the motivation.
Yeah.
You understand? So now I can be a genuine friend. And now that person admires and trusts that so much that they open up to you even more.
Yeah.
So now y'all are connected. Y'all are bonded in a certain way to where if the romantic side starts to enter into the picture, a lot of times it still don't work though.
Yeah.
Because y'all know too much. You've seen too much. And now, just like with most things in life, when you start to put titles and get into what you've been trained, see, that's the bigger issue that people don't want to discuss is we as Westerners in our modern day society and historically as well, our idea of what a relationship is and looks like, we haven't explored, is that who we are? That's tricky. There are rules and standards of how you're supposed to conduct yourself,
yeah,
in a relationship. But let's say one of the people in that relationship didn't read the handbook.
Right.
Or they did and they never revealed to anybody that they don't agree with that. What if both of y'all don't agree with it, but you're playing the game of society of I'm supposed to feel this way and I'm supposed to feel this way as well. to where now y'all are both living a lie and you're avoiding your true happiness of, and whatever that looks like. Mm-hmm. It could be we're supposed to travel or we're supposed to not have kids until we're 40, but society says we're supposed to start having our kids at 19 or 21, rather, whatever. Don't have it. Well, I don't want to, I just wrote. My son's 17. I don't want to talk about this. Yeah. But being mindful of now, because you've been conditioned of what a relationship is supposed to look like, you're going to ruin your friendship because now you went from having no judgment, no controlling issues. We're genuine friends. But now because I like you, you like me, let's give this thing a shot. Where you going? Where you been? Who were you on the phone with last night? You turn into this whole different person. And now y'all don't recognize each other anymore.
I think we don't understand the value of friendship.
Right.
Sometimes. And yeah. Maybe we think like it's just a step in the process and we don't actually get what the friendship is supposed to yield.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at it from a like a timeline, the time phase perspective of I got to be in this before I graduate to this next level. You're really not getting out of the friendship. You don't know them any better or you're still not making a clear decision on if this person is for you because you've already got it in your mind that this person is for you.
Yeah.
Right. You're just going through the motions.
Yeah.
And, you know, praying could be that, strategic or, I guess that strategic or, long suffering if you may. And then it's catching women in vulnerable states. And knowing that if you say, do, behave a certain way, it's gonna yield a response, man. And I think I was one of those, like I was never disrespectful, but there were some things that I definitely should have cut off before they went to a place that I knew I would be way more comfortable leaving than she would.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. So I'm concerned about that when it comes to my son, not because of any behaviors that he's demonstrated, but right. because I know the capacity of a young man at that age, right? That has options, that has access where the father is not in the home.
Yeah.
Like that, sometimes that was almost a,
Let me see something.
Ain't no pops gonna be there or the mom right. is working late or they're in a state where, you know, they got to fend for themselves or they have to be more responsible with life than one normally would at that stage. Right. So with that maturity and being responsible in life, they think that they're more emotionally ready for sex or commitments and things like that.
Right.
And when in your mind, only that matters and you're just playing the role to get that. And I, you know, it's probably big hypocritical to sit here at this stage and say that, but I have a responsibility now.
You do.
You know what I'm saying?
You absolutely do.
And like I'm in my head a lot about that, right? It's a little different now because we work from home.
Yeah.
Like we're constantly dropping them off, picking them up so they have less opportunities. But I want to make sure that when they do get an opportunity, they don't go
wild out.
That they buck wild is recoverable.
Right.
Because, like, I mean, life is what it is.
Life is what it is.
You hit a stage where I know, but also I'm going to do this.
Right.
I'm definitely going to do this.
And I want to touch on the dangers.
Oof. Oof.
Let's say.
Yes, God.
Let's say this vulnerable young lady.
I'm glad you said that.
This vulnerable young lady has been played with one time too many.
Just before you.
Right before you.
And here you come.
The last time was the last time.
And here you come.
Here you come with your good laying it down self.
Mm-hmm.
And you sink your hooks in and you go to work playing on this lady's mental.
Yeah.
You're telling her everything you think she want to hear. And here's the kicker. She warning you the whole time. You better not be playing with me. I've been played with before. I'm not taking it anymore. A lot of times, male ego is a drug.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking this is something for you to conquer. Oh, yeah, okay, whatever. You're just talking. Yeah, you're trying to get the prize, whatever you've deemed the prize to be. But she's warning you.
Glad you said that, too.
You better not be playing with me right now. I'm not to be played with anymore.
Yeah.
You on the gas. I'm not playing with you. You saying whatever you think you need to say to get to the other side. You get to the other side, and then you reveal that you were playing the whole time.
So here's a, you wove that in really nicely because I see a lot of posts, a lot of reinforcing conversation and commentary from women that sis know that you're the prize. Now, my entire life, 44 years completed in my 45th.
Yeah.
Prizes have been associated with games.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
So, to be the ultimate prize and also not wanting to be played is somewhat contradictory. And I don't care what happens in the comments, how this sat, but it like sometimes we've said something for so long and so many other people have said it beside us.
Yeah.
That it sounds right.
Yeah.
And it's foolish.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm sure I have several instances of that, but The prize. To be won. Do enough to win what? Access to you? Because there's the prize, and then they say what the ultimate prize is that they have. Not realizing that if everybody has that, how is it so unique? That's probably a different rated conversation that we'll have on the platform at some point. But I mean, it baffles me for that to be the sentiment.
Yeah.
I'm the prize, you the prize. Oh, so this is a game.
This is a game.
So you're not going to be upset when I win.
I'm seeking reward.
Yeah, because the thing was to win you, right? And any champion that has won multiple championships wants to win another championship. they don't
that thing sizzling now, Jack.
I would imagine yeah. that championship trophy singular becomes annoying. Because if I can get this, I can also get another one.
I can get another one, especially
if it's harder.
I'm the champ.
Yes. And it can go two ways. I want more of a challenge, or this is easy to me.
Wow.
I've never understood that. Never understood that. So I don't, you know.
I'm processing it as you laying it down right there. Because again, I've used it a million times. My dad used to tell me and my brothers, you the prize, son.
Either way.
Yeah. But now, prizes are rewards for games. Perspective.
Yeah, I don't.
Perspective.
I don't know other applications. I know we want to. That's not what it means. I'm not looking to win somebody, because that's an ego stroke that has to be managed and maintained. If I had to get to a place to win you, once I've won you, now
I'm questioning: am I doing the right things to keep you?
Right. What are we really talking about? So my mind goes places.
That was necessary. That's needed.
My mind goes
places.
That's
needed. Somebody needed to hear that, man. It could have been me, because I'm listening to what is your relationship built on at that point? Did you guys attract each other? Or did one person win the other person? Did I talk you into it? Did you pull her? I pulled her.
Yeah.
I laid my game down. I talked to her a certain way. And then I looked up one day and I had her. Be mindful of all of that. Pay attention to that. You're trying to build a long-term relationship between two people who were not drawn to or attracted to each other. Somebody gamed the other one into a position where they won them as a prize. God.
Relationship foundations that are built casually yield casualties. When you look up and realize, like you said, you're in this situation and you were doing it for the sake of doing it for the win, for the prize, because everybody else couldn't get it, everybody else couldn't get him. This is a status symbol. At some point you realize that beach house was actually built on the beach.
Come on now.
It was actually built on the beach, and the waves is hitting the second floor at some point.
Yeah.
And I don't, again, with the lack of interaction, the disconnect of people, the introduction of AI, I am very, very concerned about the nature of the relationships that my children form. Because it's like the norm to them is not our norm.
It's not.
And our norm wasn't our parents' norm.
No.
So to a degree, you accept the iteration of it. But I think the technological advances were 3 to 10x jump from us to our children than it was from our parents to us.
I agree.
Especially in terms of access to information. Like, there's always a revolution of technology, the car with the engine, like it's always progressing. But I am often thinking about what have I done to contribute or correct how they see relationships, right?
Yes.
Because some young women now prefer to be easy.
It's easier to be easy.
Easier to be easy.
In their mind.
And there's already a soundtrack for it.
And the young men. Young men too. Don't leave them out.
No.
Young men out here feel like any woman that'll smile at me is worthy of me.
It's mine.
You
know what I'm saying? It's
mine. You mine. We go together. Real bad.
In your mind, we go together.
God.
Man, I don't have answers for it. I'm not discouraged by it, but I know I have to pay very, very close attention to what's going on. You can't leave anything to chance or believe that they understand a thing a certain way.
Right.
because you felt like they got it or a conversation went with it.
Right.
Sometimes that stuff's going, you know, one ear in, out the other.
True. I think it's one of those things that never really it never truly goes away, because to some extent, both people involved are always going to feel like the trade-off, they've convinced themselves it's worth it. The sugar daddy is always going to have a sugar baby. He don't care. I don't care you're here for my money. I got plenty of it. In this scenario, I don't care you're messing with me for physical interaction.
Yeah.
Or you need somewhere to lay your head. I'm getting what I want out of this thing. May not be everything.
Yep.
Maybe I'm looking for love or I need love. However, this temporary companionship physically that you're offering me for these 2-3 hours or for this overnight time that you need somewhere to sleep until March when it warms up outside again.
Right.
And you get back in them streets. Mm-hmm. I'll take this October to March live-in situation right now because I don't want to sleep here alone. I don't want to be in these walls alone. So any interaction beats no interaction for some people.
Yeah.
So for that reason alone, does the cycle ever stop?
I think the point is, how do we define worth, right? And in the absence of defining worth, we populate it with activities.
Yeah.
Right. Or associations or whatever your vice is. And that's probably a deeper conversation to have with our sons to make sure they understand the value of who they are.
Please.
That their value isn't rooted in stats. Stats. Like, that's a real thing.
That's a real thing.
I know it exists today because it existed when I was 15, 16, 17, 18.
And like before it, me.
Right. And before, right? Because somebody's passing that down, like perpetuating the idea that your identification, your identity is rooted in your sexual prowess, your sexual conquerings and things like that. And ultimately that started, like, for me is what I was exposed to early. Like going to the magazine section where you had to be 18 to stand over there. But that little bit of exposure was like, I wonder what it feels like.
Yeah.
Then you wonder what it feels like again.
Yeah.
And then it's always it's like that dopamine rush or that first high.
Yeah.
You're trying to
chase it.
Chasing it. Or you get access to more information or different scenarios. Like,
you don't say.
I wonder.
Yeah.
So that does that. And oftentimes men champion that with men or young men. You ain't doing nothing. Boy, you ain't getting none.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
And even if the intent was to check, like a pulse check or a heat check, you're communicating that getting some equates to some level of value.
And if not,
man to man, like I see you differently. If you out here moving.
If you moving like this. If not, you less than.
Less
you subpar.
Than. Mm-hmm.
You're not living up to the name.
Yeah.
You're not holding up the legacy.
Yeah.
Look at you. You're, this is one of your shortcomings. What are we talking about?
Yeah. And there's no, again, I don't have an answer. This is curiosity. And I hope it sparks conversation.
Mm-hmm.
However you're consuming this, but like we're sexual beings.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times in the Black community, especially Black Christian community, there's such an absence of conversations about sex that it's just assumptions either way.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Parent assumes that the child is not going to do it because I told them or because God said not to. And the child assumes that they can't talk to their parents about it because they said not to and God said not to. So you have this absence of a dialogue that they again populate with activity.
Correct.
As their research.
Correct.
Trying to figure this thing out. And then if there's no foundation, once they get out there and find out this is actually good, it's like, oh, You ain't want me to eat from the tree.
You was holding out on me. You was holding out on me. How dare you?
How would you do that? And then, again, you already feel like you can't have these conversations about it, and you find yourself out there irresponsible, right? And that leads to a number of things.
Oh, buddy.
Hurt, physically, emotionally, diseases, viruses, KID. You know what I'm saying? KID's been...
Correct.
Been a... Correct. Been changing lives way more than any virus, I believe. That's correct. Just my conjecture. But yeah. It's the perfect storm, man. I look back and my dad had a conversation. I asked him what he wished he told me, right? Yeah. Because that's the kind of attack what I wish my father told me.
Right.
So I wish we had more conversations about sex. But I think he was intimidated to have it because it was
your dad told you that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, at 42, I was 42.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So kind of missed the window a little bit.
Just a tad. A little bit.
But I guess the point is that narrative, that embarrassment has been generational. And I don't know how far that goes back because I know him and his pops ain't talking about it.
Listen, don't be the parent sitting around talking about it. Not my baby. Not my baby. Listen, as awkward as it makes you feel inside,
yeah.
Multiply that by 10 if your child has to face a consequence because you did not take or accept
right.
the opportunity to have the conversations. So now they out here willy-nilly trying to figure it out.
And that's what I think that's what widens the gap,
yeah.
like the wealth gap or the success gap, because we're putting ourselves in a situation to figure life out further in advance than would be ideal,
mm-hmm.
because we're not having these conversations. I'm not saying these conversations solve everything, but not knowing that you can actually confide in your parents, your father, your mom, your whoever,
right.
once you've made a choice that goes against their standard, their belief, creates way more problem than what actually happened to go against their standard and their belief, in my opinion.
Right.
So if that channel isn't open, I think that's what leads to the lag in being able to catch up, right? Because if it's the 19-year-old gets pregnant and the parent also got pregnant at 19 and their mom kicked them out or their dad kicked them out. Now, this is how I was introduced to becoming an adult. Now, I'm kicking you out, right? So now
It's the cycle. And the dangers of that, man, me and a cousin of mine were talking about this week. We were talking about an uncle. And I don't want to go into much detail because they watched the show. But we were talking about an uncle that expressed he didn't care for his relationship he had as a child, when he was a child. But my cousin felt like, well, why would you go back and reproduce that same environment? Because now the very things that we've heard you discuss about yours talked about the same thing, and now the kids feel about you how you felt about your adults. If you've done something so many times, you've convinced yourself that you're good at it, or you at least know what you're doing. So now let's use the scenario of putting together a piece of furniture. Because you've done something similar to this so many times, you don't even read the instructions. You jump on it and you start turning screws, hammering nails. You finish, the furniture is standing there, it's built, but you got a bag full of screws left extra. Over.
No, these replacement parts.
So now, because you did not have or did not take the time to look into the manual and figure out where all these screws at, it's built. It's just not as stable as it was designed to be.
Yeah.
Because you left out all these key components. It's the same thing now with modern day time and technology, with social media, internet, there are so many resources available now. We use it for everything else. We can, the latest song that we want to download and hear, we'll use the internet. But then things that we say matter to us, and I don't want to say should matter, because I'm not, it's not for me to dictate to another person what matters to them.
Right.
But I hear people actively say what matters to them. It matters to me how my children turn out. Use some of this counseling. Use some of these manuals out here that will actually help you figure that thing out.
Yeah. Don't pray on a week, man.
Please.
And I know it, like, it requires more than this one conversation, but I hope it, again, sparks conversation, sparks the thought.
Yeah.
To at least not leave it to chance. Maybe that's what the call to action. Don't leave it to chance. I mean, kids gonna be kids, you know, and I mean that sincerely. Like, some kids are gonna choose a path that's less adventurous.
Right.
And there's gonna be some that's gonna be hanging off the cliff to try to figure life out. But I think it's our duty to at least share our perspective, our lived experiences with them, so that they don't feel the need to go recreate something.
Please,
if they
don't
can get the lesson.
Right.
Especially in the house.
Man.
Talk to your sons, man. Talk to your, you know, whether you're a father or father figure, you're somebody influential. Don't lead them to make the same mistakes in life in general, but specifically about this episode, you know, praying on women just to satisfy,
right,
your urges or whatever somebody has communicated to that person that constitutes man or manhood.
Yeah. So, don't fall for it, man. It's not worth it. Cause you, like, again, there are dangers involved.
That is a point that you brought. I said, I'm glad you said that, man, because I would say that some of these young girls are a lot more aggressive, right? Because some of them, we fight to see who's the more masculine in a relationship.
Right.
Some of these girls ain't gonna let you play with them.
Not backing down and not taking L's. Not taking L's.
Wake up, dismember,
with them.
Shot, stab. And yeah. I'm not saying that lightly. That's a real
thing. That's real.
So I pray that my sons are learning how to evaluate women.
Yeah, please.
Age appropriate, right?
Yeah.
What signs are there, or what do they see that they don't see at home? And maybe let's talk about it. That'd be a win for me. Like, I haven't seen this. This is foreign to me. Fantastic.
Yeah. Let's start right there, son.
Right there.
Yeah.
Right there. But you got to have that foundation of open communication for that to even have a shot.
So. Yeah. And give them something to look at. Give them that reference to where they looking at the street and looking at home.
Yeah.
And one of these things not like the other.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, I think that's an appropriate place to put a pin in it. Shout out to Love Keisha J Studios.
Yes.
For candles are gone. She had a market since the last episode. Candles did well. She just introduced those. Her jewelry is doing well.
Yeah.
And she's excited about adding some more product breadth. So it's cool, man. It's really cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited about a lot of different content being shot. You referenced it on an episode or two ago that there'll be some more diversity on the network.
Yes.
This episode is in the 80s. 100 is significant for me. Let's get there. But I'm excited about bringing some more, still in the same vein.
Yeah.
Just addressing different areas of manhood, parenthood, fatherhood, business.
Yeah.
Because it's all related. When you're all those things to your family, all those conversations matter. So having conversations about finance, well, I'm doing more learning. I'm not trying to teach anybody about it
because
I'm in a space where I need to learn.
As am I. I'm in that same space.
Right.
I'm digging, reading, And that's a struggle for me. Reading is a struggle for me. I'll admit that aloud. And it's a timing thing.
Mm-hmm.
I have to do better with carving out time
yeah.
to read. Yeah.
Audiobooks have been working for me. This is not a plug for Audible, but you can also find a podcast there. So get you a book, get your podcast.
That's right.
go from yeah. one to the other throughout your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. Excited about business. I know you're excited about Flexion going yes. crazy.
Yes. Flexion is doing well. And I know we keep talking about it, but we should. We should talk about Johnson Co. We should talk about Flexion. We mm-hmm. should talk about Love Keisha J, because these are our foundations that we're putting our sweat equity into
yeah.
to one day it's no longer going to take our sweat because we did this part of it properly. Shout out to that boy, that brother, rather, Philip Washington. That brother
yeah.
is that brother a mastermind, man. I got to give him his credit. Every time I have a conversation with him, I walk away saying, why don't I talk to Philip more?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If you leave from talking to a person with the feeling of, I need to talk to this brother more. You should probably talk to that brother yeah. more, man.
Yeah, we had some, we have regular text exchanges, but we talked through some things this yeah. morning. Yeah. I was like, yep.
Man.
yep. It's to your benefit to not be the smartest person about everything in your circle. I think you should have an expertise that others can draw on. But if you're that guy for everything.
For everything.
Oof.
Get out that pond and head for the ocean, man. You're too big. You're too big.
Right.
Yeah.
For sure. Live events coming. We're gonna be going live on IG. I think it might make sense to go live on IG maybe on Wednesday to kind of inform how we record on Thursday.
Right.
Or it could be two things. It could be pulling the thread of a previous episode or kind of getting feedback on what's in the bank. Right. That might help shape some of the conversations when we record. So. I think that's going to be it, unless you got something else.
That's it. That's all I got.
Stay
focused. Stay dedicated.
We appreciate you guys. God bless you. Peace.
Peace.
They tried to count me out. I'm going to count me in. Fill up my bank account. Now I got something to spend. Nah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.